The last couple of weddings. Last night, I married at first sight. Michael was wed to the delightful Stacey, who loved Michael's work.
Not normally the type of guy I would go for, the type of, you know, someone I would want to date.
Show some love. There we go.
Dude, this is weird.
You can get a lot weirder.
Okay, so it wasn't the best vibe, but then Stacey found out that Michael might have a little bit of money, Lou, and suddenly everything changed.
Well, she thought she'd give it a bit more of a go.
Yes, let's talk to Michael right now. Michael, good
morning. Good morning, good morning. How are you
guys? Yeah, really well, thanks. Enjoy your wedding, Michael?
Not really.
I don't know, you look like you were hanging out with the lads and...
Wasn't the fairy tale I was after, but nevertheless, here we are.
Mate, I love the chocolate puns that you threw into your vows.
Yeah, I'm copping a lot of grief for that, to be honest with you. I mean, and look, let's be honest, you probably watched it. Oh, you probably didn't, to be honest with you, if you're half normal. But you're probably sitting there and you've had a look, and yeah, it was awkward. It was a very awkward day, which sort of needed to throw a bit of light humour in there, and that didn't go to plan either, to be honest with you.
Well, what's not awkward about meeting someone for the first time and actually getting married to them? The whole premise is very awkward, but
she made it even more awkward.
Now, we obviously get to see when you meet at the altar and all that sort of stuff. Then we get to see when you first go into the bedroom and kind of get, you know, ready for Nine Eyes. We don't get to see what happens after that, Michael. So what happens after that?
Exactly what you saw. Nothing.
Okay.
To be honest with you, we got to the bedroom and I asked to sleep on the couch because obviously after the day I was like, okay, you know, this is awkward. I'll just sleep on the couch. Like, I know where this is going.
Yes.
The last thing I'm going to be is that creepy guy sleeping next to you.
Yeah.
So then I was like, and then she said, oh, no, you can sleep in the bed in that. And then I was like, well, I don't want to be the rude one. And I'd go, okay, well, I'm not going to take the invite. So I dressed up. You would have seen it. I had the full trackies on. It was hot as in that room. And I'm dressed as Eskimo Pete.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there trying to get as far over to the other side of the bed. And I'm almost on the floor, you know what I mean? And I'm like, oh, geez,
it's beautiful.
This is not your ideal night.
Now, once she found out that you were, you know, you're worth a little bit of money, you've got a gold Rolex, you're a bigwig in the ice game, she kind of changed her opinion a little bit. Does that put you off because it took that knowledge?
I think watching that back... watching that back, I'm not going to insult anyone's intelligence and lie. Of course that puts you off, do you know what I mean? Like, you don't want someone that sees those values. It puts those values as such a high priority. And look, I'm actually like a really humble guy. Like, I'm at work at the moment. I started at 4:30 and I've always sort of worked 7 days a week and I sort of pride myself on that. And to think someone just wants to be with you because, you know, you've made some good decisions in life is a little bit of a put off, to say the least.
Yeah, I can imagine. Now, any redeeming features that you've found about Stacey at this stage?
What are you suggesting, Luke?
Anything you've found to like about her, Michael?
No, look, 100%. I mean, I'm not going to lie. Like, Stacey is a wonderful person. She is an absolutely fantastic person. She's a great mum. She puts her children first, and I think that's admirable. You know, it's definitely an admiring quality that she possesses. I'm not the type of person that's going to sit here and rag on someone and say they're a nasty person or whatnot. You know,
damn it.
She didn't me. I wasn't her type. She made that clear. You can't force someone to like you.
Yeah, but hang on, Michael. You could turn it all around and have a beautiful relationship.
You never know.
It's not going to happen.
I could. And I think you're going to... I'll give you a little insight. I think you're going to see a bit of a turnaround.
A little bit of a turnaround.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Well, we look forward to it. We look forward to it, definitely. It is quite the thrill ride and no doubt more thrilling for you guys. Married at First Sight. Thank you so much, Michael.
No worries. Thank you for having me. See you guys.
Yeah, no worries. And of course, it is on tonight again, the roller coaster on Channel 9. Yeah. It's Lou and Matt, it's Triple M.